The city has spent months discussing the future of the athletic center, which it leases from Sheldon Jackson College. With the college now closed and the city's lease set to expire at the end of October, the future of Hames is unknown. The problem? Where to find the money? Assemblymember and unopposed candidate for re-election, Cheryl Westover.
I'm afraid that the hat is running dry. We used to be able to pull money out of the hat. I don't know what we'll do. It'll probably be an assembly decision, and then ask Mr. Wolf to do his magical, money moving. But right now, I just have no idea what we're going to do about it.
Mim McConnell, running unopposed for Nancy Kavanaugh's soon-to-be empty seat on the assembly, says she hopes the city can hold on past the Halloween deadline.
Having a community PE center like that is a benefit to the community health-wise. Even just for mental health and physical health, emotional health, exercise is good for you. And having something available like that for young people, elderly, whoever, to go use is, I think it's a, it, this, the community wins from that, and, as the people do too.
Gretchen Clark of the Hames Task Force called into the hour-long forum and said not all of the city's Hames budget has been spent, and that maybe what's left, about $140,000 by her count, could be supplemented by user fees and keep the center open. Westover said she'd like to see the city start from scratch.
There's this need, I guess, to save the Hames PE Center, and it's a dinosaur. I mean, I've talked to the people that did the initial plumbing and that. It cost us a lot less to start over, build something smaller, more efficient for this community. And, to me, the money that we're spending now, I think we were even told that that SJ's subsidizing our recreation, and that kind of soured me a little bit to the Pacific Towers people, because I'm sorry, that building would be in the same shape as the rest of the buildings if the city weren't paying to keep it up and keep it open and keep it from going further downhill.
And McConnell said building fresh is one of many options.
I don't think we should rule out anything. I think ultimately what we want is a community PE center. It doesn't really matter what the facility is, and so I don't think people should lose sight of that in this. The Hames one is the only one that's been presented to me, so that's what I'm dealing with. But if there are some other ideas out there for doing something different that would be more cost-effective, I'd like to see the numbers.
Hames is located on the now-vacant Sheldon Jackson College campus, whose buildings are falling into further disrepair the longer they sit empty. Interest in acquiring the campus has been expressed by the University of Dubuque in Iowa. Assembly candidates were asked if help from Dubuque doesn't materialize, should the city take a role in trying to save the campus? Mim McConnell said if it's feasible for the city to help rejuvenate SJ, it should try. But how that would happen isn't clear.
I think one of the things that the city could try and do more of, just as I think the state should try and do more of, is marketing the state and marketing our community. The Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau does a pretty good job with locally. But, I think their activities need to be supported more.
Westover said SJ is an important component of Sitka, but it's not owned by the city. And, she said, city leaders have to look at the community as a whole.
It depends on what people want for SJ. It would be nice to have another educational facility there. But I don't know if that's really what the city's priority should be. I think the city should be working on the economic pieces of the puzzle that they do have control over. People forget that's not our space. That isn't our property. We don't really have any say over what happens to it until they're debt-free, and that's several million dollars away.
Discussion during the forum also moved to the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park and the possibility of building a multi-purpose deep-water dock in Silver Bay. The Industrial Parks Board has made such a dock one of its priorities, something both candidates support. Cheryl Westover said it could help with shipping and commerce at the park.
And why wouldn't we want a cruise ship to dock or to park there for during the day for $10,000 or whatever the wharfage fees? Plus, in building the dam, we could get more wharfage fees for all the materials brought in if there was a dock. So I'm not only interested in having a multi-use dock out at the cove, but I'm interested in it getting done sooner rather than later, so we can get these wharfage fees for the things that are actually going to happen, and that is the raising of the dam, for one.
Mim McConnell said making the park as strong as it can be is especially important given the city's recent decline in sales tax revenue.
And one of the places that we have the room to do that is out at the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park. That's a good place for the kind of activity, and we need to do what we can to help encourage that kind of growth in our community. And one of the ways that we can do that is by having a deep water dock.
Both candidates also said they support the two initiatives on next week's ballot, approving some $7 million in bonds and raising the sales tax 0.5% to pay for those bonds. Mim McConnell.
You know, this is no frivolous thing that's on the ballot. This is, you know, taking care of business. You know, business that had not been taken care of in the past, and now we're having to do it the hard way.
Cheryl Westover said repairing the roads with that $7 million is an important initiative, but the money might not cover everything that needs to be done. She looked to residents in the affected areas to maybe take up the slack.
Perhaps there are neighborhoods that aren't involved that may want to get in on some LIDs, and maybe it'll be a little less costly for the folks involved there. And then hopefully after the 5 years, if this passes and we get the roads fixed, then we can start being a little more aware at the assembly table and put money aside to continue this rather than to ask for a tax hike.
In addition to the two assembly candidates and those ballot propositions, the ballot includes two unopposed school board incumbents seeking re-election. Voters head to the polls on October 6th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.